Good afternoon. This is the Design Commission. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here. They include Tim Herron and Chris Caruso. The members of the commission here today are myself, Gwen Milius, the chair, Commissioner Jeff Simpson, Commissioner David Keltner, Commissioner Dean Hansen, Commissioner Chad Savinar, and Commissioner Ben Kaiser. Welcome. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction and remodeling of projects within designated design zones. You are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and is subject to rebuttal. And welcome Commissioner Work. Type 3. For Type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. 1. Public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. 2. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. 3. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. 4. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Revised Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to the city council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their names and mailing addresses before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. And this is the hearing procedure for our Type 3 cases. There's also a Type 2 appeal here today, and there'll be a separate procedure read in for that. 1. Staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report, which will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request, and that's a 10-minute presentation maximum. 2. Applicant will present the report, and you have 20 minutes to do so. 3. Public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal. If there is any, there will be a 3-minute time limit. 4. Public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal, again, a 3-minute time limit. 5. The applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents. 6. Public testimony will be closed. 7. If any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. 8. After the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. 9. After the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. 10. If the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. Any or no additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. The first case that we're hearing today is LU 13-165620DZ, the U.S. Bank Corp Tower Renovations. The applicant is Kent Potterbaum of, of GBD Architects, address 555 Southwest Oak, and Chris Caruso is our planner. Hello, Chris.
Hello, thank you. I have a very brief presentation today. So the proposal, as you probably have seen in the drawing packets and staff report that you received, has significantly reduced the amount of work that they were going to be doing on the outside of the building. So right now, it's that the South Plaza will still have renovations to it, including the paving and the planters. The breezeway space at the southeast corner will still be filled in with new building area and curtain wall and granite panels. And then the new curtain wall in the three south bays will still all be replaced. So there'll be new curtain wall in there, and then there will be three new soffit projections at the line of the second floor line. And the building facades will still have the new storefront area along Southwest Fifth Avenue and the redo of the interior ADA accessibility at the North Link on Southwest Fifth Avenue, and then 10 parking spaces will be opened up in the garage instead of 11 because there's a slight reduction in floor area being requested. So just to take you back to the beginning of the of this project, we had a design advice request on May 23rd. Unfortunately, not all the commissioners were there, so the applicant received feedback from a number of people, however, and the original proposal had similar stuff going on in the South Plaza with pavers and planters. There was some large monument signage that was also shown in the plaza. And the existing entry on Southwest 5th was being remodeled. All that rose-colored glazing in the Link tower pieces that are above the Link entries, that was all going to be replaced with all new glazing. You can see that on the lower lower image down there. And then there were going to be new canopies, and they were shown as sort of very thin pieces. And then the vestibule piece on the south was larger than the last time you saw it, and it still had the roof deck on it. So all that was still happening. So I got a lot of feedback about that, particularly about the south vestibule entry that needed to be smaller, better integrated with the architecture of the building, and then some changes were requested to the south plaza itself to make the planters a little better integrated, sort of a little more not up against the building, things like that. So the applicant went back, and they came back on September 5th for the hearing that we just had 2 weeks ago with revisions to the plaza design that had sort of a different planter layout and different planter locations. There was a new ADA entry then that is now being proposed at the North Link entry off of Southwest 5th, and that satisfied a lot of critique and desire from the community about retaining decent ADA access at that Link area north of the driveway so that people didn't have to cross the drive aisle when they were coming from the parking garage to get into the building. And then the angled south wall was still being squared off, still having the vestibule. The vestibule was became narrower. It was still basically the same concept as before, but it was sitting inside of the columns. It still had the roof deck on it. And then the glazing replacement at the Link and the canopies. The glazing replacement was actually removed from the project, so that won't be happening. And the canopies were redesigned as a more angular structure with a more significant beam supports to them. So the commission asked the applicant to go back and try the vestibule design again and see if something could be done that would be, again, better integrated with the design of the building, to definitely not have a privatized roof deck on top of it, to look again at the landscaping planters and get some mid-scale elements in there, such as small multi-stem trees, and to look again at the canopy design because it seemed that the canopy got a little larger than desired. So the applicant went back. We worked really hard with them. They worked really hard on their own for the last 2 weeks and have come back with a revised proposal again. It has, as you can see, completely reoriented plaza paving design and significantly different planters, which I will let them describe in their presentation. The vestibule on the south facade has been completely removed, and there is a new proposal for projecting soffits over those three bays that would provide some rain protection at all of the entries. And the center one is then distinguished by having a glass infill panel at the ceiling instead of plaster soffits. So that is where the proposal stands today. So you received a revised recommendation of approval from staff for the proposal, and after today's hearing, the commission has several options. You can approve the proposal, or you can hold the record open and request changes to the proposal and additional information the applicant would return at a later date, or deny the proposal, which will require an appeal to City Council. And that's the end of my presentation.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Are there questions of Chris? Okay. Please go ahead with your presentation.
Hi, my name is Kent Potterbaum, GBD Architects, 1120 Northwest Cooch.
Richard Dobro, GBD Architects, same address.
And Mike Zylis, Walker Macy, 111 Southwest Oak.
We'd like to start out the presentation just giving a quick little conversation to the commission regarding what happened at the end of the meeting last week, or a couple weeks ago, and why we pulled back. In particular, addressing a little bit what Ben was saying about did we come in late, you know, what happened. We kind of felt like we left that open, so we thought we'd just take 2 minutes real quick and explain that to you. The design process for us started last September, about, you know, almost a year ago exactly. That started with us trying to figure out what the design is, and we literally worked with the ownership group to pick and choose what it was that we would be designing. Most of the work is on the interior of the building. It's probably a quarter of it's on the exterior. We quickly started working through that process. Mid-November, we got the opportunity to lease the third floor to a tenant. That started mid-November with space planning and whatnot. Come around to April, they got real serious about that. So we suddenly had an end date that we had to deal with, and that is the March 2014 date. And that is also the time when we had to pick it up and get into design review. So that's when we started the design review process. So we had about 7 months of design, and then we've been in design review for about the last 5 months. And for us, the importance is that interior space, and we have some space on the exterior that we're infilling, and those are our hot buttons. The canopies, the south vestibule are really add-ons that we would love to do, but our choice was to pull that out of the project and leave that for another date if we choose to do that. Our goal is to get approval today. We feel like we have a great project here, and we will be asking for approval today for that. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Richard.
So after after the last hearing, we went back and regrouped and reassessed the key elements to the project and took to heart the comments that we heard. And I guess a point to Kent's about the schedule, sometimes a short time frame can be a benefit. I think it helped distill some of the salient features of the project to where we are today. And while it's not been a painless process, it has been productive. So we'll start with what we heard as the the main comments from last hearing. Reducing the number of materials, primarily in the finishes of the metals, looking at the plaza a little more in depth in terms of details on the seawall, trees and vertical dimension, the street side edge of the planters, considering the existing granite walls of the building, looking at weather protection for the retail and south entrance, the concern about the roof deck and the vestibule scale. Those were the key features that, oops, I got two threes in there. There should be six there. Those were the key comments that we were coming back to address. As Chris pointed out, we are no longer proposing any changes to the exterior at the east and west link. We will still be doing the ADA ramp on the interior of the east link on Ankeny Street alignment, maintaining that as an accessible entrance. So the building is all but Burnside has an accessible entrance. We will not be doing anything on the exterior of the plaza building east entry. And that leaves the breezeway infill, the sawtooth glazing realignment, and the south plaza itself. Going through the detail, these are what you saw before, in a sense, the infill of the link to match the bay that's adjacent, the granite panel at the second floor, the new storefront at the ground floor, bronze anodized aluminum, clear glass to match, office space on the second and third floors, essentially matching that as best we can. The breezeway infill, identical concept. Here we're adding the stair door gets relocated in the corner there. The fire department connection gets relocated, but it brings the retail out closer to the street. It's adding retail area. I think it's going to help enliven that part of the street. Then comes the south facade, our focus here. We looked long and hard at this. We did a lot of research before we came to design review, and we went back and looked at some of that information. We kept coming back to a drawing that we found at the Oregon Historical Society in the Pietro Bluski archives. So this was one of the sketches from SOM and Bluski's design of the building, and we realized that actually this has a lot of the answers that we were looking for. It has the second floor projection, the granite band, which is duplicated around the building throughout, actually provides the weather protection. It is the canopy that is not a canopy. It's an overhead protection. It provides that human scale at the entrance, so you're not looking at a 100-story or 100-foot building with no break at the ground level. So we thought this had some real merit to evaluate further. And we came back with the facade looking like this, where we removed the vestibule. We introduced the granite spandrel at the second floor. It is a solid. We still have the sawtooth infill. We've rotated them parallel to Oak Street. So the second floor is just a solid infill at the two retail sides. We're proposing a overhead glazing infill at the main entrance so that there's a little more light at that entry, providing a subtle distinction for the building entrance. And again, the same curtain wall system above as on the east and west sides of the building, the bronze anodized mullions with clear glass, and same as at the retail level. Which brings us to the plaza itself, and Mike is going to go through that.
Okay. Good afternoon. As we discussed last time, the plaza in front of the building is vacuous. There isn't places to gather. It really was an open forecourt to the building. What we're attempting to do is to create a space there for gatherings and for events. The owner is very interested in continuing their program of having events like the Mondays on the Mall, encouraging temporary art installations during things like the Rose Festival and that sort of thing. And we're trying to create a place that has some dynamics that directly relate to the building. This is not working. Thank you. And as I mentioned, there are events there today. They're not well attended, frankly, because there isn't a place to be, if you will. And the performers are kind of out on the corner. What we're trying to do is create a place that allows these events to occur and be more attended. There are vendors. We're proposing to increase the vendors along the space. We all know about our food carts in Portland. This is the Avenues for Youth program. They're going to continue that program as well. The notion being that we're going to bring activity to the space like many places in Portland with these uses. Starbucks is very interested in expanding that facade slightly, getting a door directly out into the space rather than what they are today in a breezeway, kind of around the corner. And that cafe space, we think, is going to add a lot of vitality. As we mentioned last time, this place is open from 4:30 a.m. into the evening, so it really does provide people in the space throughout the day. And the florist is also very interested. She displays her wares inside. We're providing a place to bring those wares to the outside and also have a direct access. So we're adding activity to the plaza and to the street. The existing space is primarily circulation, and the doors are fairly recessed. The breezeway kind of creates another angle of access, but it's really a place to circulate through. What we're proposing is to create, to allow circulation to go through in an ample way, but also create the ability to have spaces internal, the gathering and festival area to the west, identifying the entry, and then having a cafe space to the east. As someone mentioned on the commission last time we met, the building is not fussy. It's really a simple move. It's a very straightforward design, and what we've adjusted in the plaza is our approach to that. We had more of a sense of enclosure and trying to do an inside-outside kind of approach. What we're attempting to do here is really say, okay, this building has a very strong presence. Let's have the landscape in the plaza relate directly to it and create more spaces for people. So our proposal also addresses a number of things that was mentioned at the commission. One is the inside-outside relationship of seating. You can see in the dark bands there, we've added seats both along the street now as well as internal. Those will be illuminated from below, as we mentioned last time, so those planters will glow at night and now really contribute to the streetscape. We have created a really strong kind of approach to the paving. We've got the pavers here if anybody wants to see them again, but the idea is that we're really playing off the kind of angular quality of the building. We have widened the planters, as was discussed, so even the stone pieces are now 16 inches instead of the 12, so we have more room to sit. There's ample room for the cafe, circulation space, and the gathering space to the west. Again, the florist will be displaying her wares here. We've got places for vendors along the edge, and a lot of ventilation through the space also. When there aren't events happening here, people can elect to look inside or outside of the space and watch the flow of traffic through. The other thing that's been significantly altered since last time you've seen it is the addition of that mid-story. There was a lot of discussion about the intermediate height that was lacking in the space. The owners agreed to do some restructuring of the parking beneath. This is a very, this has actually been a big issue for us relative to the weight that the space can take. We are going to do some structuring below to accommodate multi-stem trees and create that secondary layer or level of vegetation. What that allows us to do is to, people can sit in the sun or the shade. It creates visual interest during the year. These will also be uplit so that there'll be kind of these soft lit elements during the evening. We've continued the route from 6th Street in. That's a major circulation route. People come into the gathering space and to the doors or to the florist or to the vendors. And you can see that there's now a positive edge along the transit mall, creating additional seating as well as pass through the plaza, other seating along Oak Street and further to the east. This is a view looking from the transit mall at 6th Street into the space. And we're hoping for it to be a very inviting place for people to be within, to circulate through, and to sit within the plaza. We're purposefully picking plant material that stays at a certain height, so we don't create a green wall, if you will, both for security and safety, but also as an intent to invite people in. The client's very interested in this, in the plant material. We mentioned this last time, and we expect to see lots of seasonal display and changing through the year. As was mentioned last time also, the depth of the planters, the width of the planters, I should say, are proposed because it allows us to put in that layering of plant material, which we think will be really successful. It's a view of what that could look like. We've got the plant material in our proposal. The trees will be multi-stem Japanese maple, which could take the heat of the space as well as the kind of reflected light and that sort of thing, and create a really beautiful kind of understory to sit under. You can imagine sitting right there underneath that multi-stem tree. Those will be in some raised planters within the bed, which you won't see because the other plants will cover them up, but we have to get a little more soil under those, and that's why we need more structure and that sort of thing. So we've gone to quite a bit to try to get some trees in the space but not create too tall of planters. The paving system is still proposed as it was last time we met, taking its cue from the existing dimensions of the wall systems and looking at a series of pavers that kind of bring that right down to the ground, and then recycling granite from inside the building in a linear fashion to build the planter walls. The planter walls will look like this. You can see they're very comfortable heat, seat height. That's the wooden bench, which is in a variety of places, the multi-stem tree, and then plant material beyond. We also have been thinking all the way through about how events might happen here. These are just some really brief illustrations. For example, if there was an event where there was a stage or even a setup of an event, say a band or something there, and there was a seated event, people could sit in this location, this could be a really active space, and the plaza could still continue to function for access to the door and the cafe. That space could also work in a variety of ways. We imagine that many times there'll be the kind of band or whatever will be there, and people will be seated on the benches. There may be movable tables and chairs out in the space, and this area will be very, very kind of calming and kind of give you a sense of enclosure without building significant walls and edges. So our proposal, we believe, kind of meets the challenge of the building. I think that's what we were hearing from the group last time, in its kind of clarity. It's not a fussy kind of solution. It creates a lot of edges for people to be on. When there aren't events, we think it'll be a successful space of circulation and for individual use. And when there are events, we believe it'll be a great space in the city of Portland.
Just walking around again, looking at the plaza. Quickly here. It looks like a great space. What I wanted to finish with was, again, the comments that we heard last time, reducing the number of metal finishes and the materials. We've done that, addressing some of the details in the plaza. I think we fully addressed that. Maintaining the integrity of the granite walls. We pulled the planters off at that point and maintained the integrity of the building. Introduced weather protection at the entrances. We deleted the roof deck and the vestibule, and I hope we've successfully met all of your comments. We really would like to. We hope you like our design. We do. We'd like to ask for a vote today, but definitely would like to hear what you say. Thank you.
Okay. Questions to the design team?
I just have one.
Okay.
So, Richard, I was wondering, could you comment on, do you know how deep, what is that dimension of the return? I'm looking for how deep the overhangs end up being.
Here.
Yeah.
So they're going to vary. They're triangular.
Yep.
So they go from roughly, it's about
zero.
Well, actually, it's about 12 inches at the narrowest because of the way the mullion offsets, to about 14 feet at the deepest. So at the door, it's about 5 feet, which is typical on the east and west sides of the building.
Okay. And I saw you put glass above the
center bay.
Is that something that could also happen at the other two side bays? Or is there anything that would... What was your thinking about making... I understand you're marking the main entrance to the building
right.
with the light.
Right.
Okay.
That was our thought, was to treat the other retail bays as they are on the east and west sides of the building, and treat the entry bay slightly different to provide some distinguishing element there besides
okay.
signage.
All right, thanks.
Other questions?
Did you guys find that drawing and since we last saw you at the historical
society? No, we did research, I don't remember if it was before DAR or slightly thereafter, but there was a lot to go through, and we kind of went back to it and said there is something there, so.
Sorry. Ben, I think one of the interesting things is that the scheme that we're presenting today was actually our option B as a design group. We had discussed it. We had looked at it. Our preference was, of course, the entry vestibule that we designed, but this was actually pre-designed and looked at. We just moved that other direction.
What's happening with the old pavers? Are they being salvaged? I imagine there would be people that would really want them.
We don't think they're going to last when you pick them up.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, they're, well, the issue right now, if anyone's been out there, if you look at all of the, they're already falling apart. And we think that, and they're mortared down, we think they're going to completely crumble. When
okay.
They're I think Jane's just wondering when she can come by with them.
You got a new garden, Jane? We'll tell you when to pull the truck up. We'll I'm sure the contractor would love you.
We are salvaging anything we can, by the way. The granite that we're not using, we are salvaging. We've got some wood railings inside that we're salvaging. So anything that we can, we are. So my assumption there is we would try to salvage as best we can. But
I think it's
Mike's
really
right.
Tough. Yeah. Those things are they're already shattering.
Yeah, so
it's one of the reasons we're doing the project.
Right.
The building is a LEED EB.
So Mike, I noticed that the Japanese maples in your renderings are in containers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, what the issue is, first of all, it's weight, and it's also height. What we wanted to do is create a really clean edge for the planters along the streets and inside that are, you know, in the 18-inch range, so they're comfortable seats, but we need more soil for the trees. So what we're proposing is to put pre-manufactured planters within the triangles, but cut the bottoms out. So the tree has a starting place for the root ball, and we've been very successful in doing this, has a place for the root ball to start and enough, you know, water and that sort of thing, but the roots can use the soil beyond. So we're trying to isolate. We also, we looked, speaking of many iterations, we looked at the planters raised, you know, up to that height. There were a couple issues. One was the weight. The other was it just, the planters became kind of foreboding mm-hmm. as far as visually.
Okay. So that way in the DAR, we kind of mounted it.
Right.
Some comments about it getting a little high.
So. Well, we were concerned, too, and the benches didn't fit well. They need a back on the bench to hold the soil and everything else. So we thought just given the character of the building and trying to keep a really clean kind of solution, it'd be better to put those in those raised planters inside.
So you've had success with aging material in a container like that.
Yeah, and the reason they've been successful is because we let the roots come out the bottom.
Yeah.
The ones that have failed, and we've all had our issues in being around for a while, is the ones that have the roots that are just in the box and they can't get out. So this way, the roots, basically the base of the container doesn't have a floor in it. It's raised up so the roots can come out. It also helps us a lot with drainage because then you don't have a trapped bathtub that yeah. trees trying to grow in.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Great. All right. Anyone from the public who wants to testify? This is your golden opportunity. If you want to, there are yellow forms in the back of the room. You can fill them out and give them to Paige. She'll give them to me. As soon as I said that someone got up, I'm just making sure he's not grabbing a yellow form. No, he's not. Okay. To read all this body language from way back here. So I guess I'd like to move to commission comments, if I could. Anyone want to start us off?
Yeah.
You've been my leadoff man for like, several hearings.
Oh, thanks, Commissioner
Kellner. Yeah.
That's great.
Pick us
I
off.
Love that role.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say, I think despite the fact this isn't the kind of A scheme that you had brought, I think it's incredible. It's really brilliant, I think, in a lot of ways. And I'm just ecstatic about what you've brought back today. I think the landscaping, the scale that you've given it helps it integrate with the power of the building in a way by making these bigger moves is just really important and successful. I think it makes it the two really kind of good partners for each other. And it takes what's, you know, really a pretty severe spot in our city and I think really accomplishes a lot of the goals you set out to do. Really happy to see that. The mid-scale that you've brought to it is something that's really lacking in that spot. And it's I think it's going to be contribute to the success of it in a really important way. And just the reorientation of the paving pattern, I was really happy to see a return to this idea, which sounds like you'd already done, to me, what's really powerful about it is this thing is this iconic building, and it is responding to something really interesting, the two big organizing grids of our city kind of coming together in this spot. But what I didn't like about the existing condition that now you've created is it's really made present that kind of coming together of the two grids by preserving the kind of anomaly of the kind of northern blocks and bringing it to actually hit and touch onto Oak, which is the first piece that really is the other grid. So that, I think, makes that place in our city that much more present and preserves the kind of distinctive quality of this place and improves it. I mean, I think that's the deal. So, and I think the architecture, too, has with this kind of quieter solution, I think it very much works with the kind of real rigorous order of the building, so you don't lose that, but is making these, by orienting those to Oak, the lower facades, is actually tying it more meaningfully to its place in the city and actually making the whole idea of the building stronger than the original in this position in a lot of ways by doing that, by actually having a part of it that is relating to the two grids that it's trying to reconcile. The only question, that's still in my mind, I think the depth of the recess at that 14-foot dimension is quite a bit deeper than the dimension on the east and west facades where it is recessed. And I think what you're doing above the center bay is going to be really successful in kind of getting light to kind of come down in there and keep it welcoming instead of being too dark and deep. And I was just going to propose for discussion among commission just the concept, if you did that in this other two side bays, you would lose the kind of distinction of the center bay as the one that gets light on it. But I'm also feeling like, the pedestrian experience of moving along that edge and kind of feeling welcome to kind of go in and out of those shops without having that kind of 14-foot deep canopy or overhang could be a benefit. So maybe I'd like to hear a discussion from other commissioners as to what they think about that condition. But other than that, I just really happy and I guess relieved to see the solution. I think I think the kind of graphic order of the planters in the plaza is really brilliant in the way it just seems to naturally just create just the right kind of spaces in front of the different parts and creates this big broad opening to the main entrance. So I think it's fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Jane, you want to jump in?
I agree with everything David's saying. I think that it's just interesting to see when the vestibule's gone how that frees you up to do other things with the plaza, and I think the plaza is the better for it, actually. And I think that the solution that you're doing here is really sensitive with the building entries, and I think that it's all really working together really well, and I think that the plaza is made of a few very strong pieces, and they are all feeling balanced, and balanced with each other and balanced with the building, so I think it's great. I'm definitely in support of the project. Thank you.
Commissioner Simpson?
Yeah, I'll get all that. Good job. I appreciate you responding to our comments, not only just technically, but in the spirit of the comments we made. I think the solution you come up with, as far as I was concerned, was the scale of the space to address that and solve it. So thanks.
Okay, Commissioner Savner.
No.
Okay. Commissioner Kaiser?
Sure. I know it got uncomfortable last time you guys were here, but I really think it's amazing how well you guys integrated all the thoughts that we've had, I think, and some it was hard to put words to them, especially because of, like we spoke about, the vestibule landing in that courtyard. But I think somehow you guys have done it, and you've done it really well. You've integrated both the architecture and the landscape architecture that, in my opinion, they go much better together now than they did previously. And in simpler, bolder moves, I think it now holds its own against the architecture that is so overpowering. So I'm also in 100% support of it now. And to David's comment, I actually do like the differentiation of the three bays to the main entry, mm-hmm. so that'd be just my opinion on that. I like the light would be brighter at that location mm-hmm. because otherwise there may be, I mean, not for the majority, but maybe a little confusion as to the hierarchy of that. So I do mm-hmm. appreciate that difference. So I say great, mm-hmm. great work. Thanks, you guys.
Commissioner Bork.
Yeah, I first opened the packet. I immediately had a positive reaction just to the plan. It felt right, just from a visceral viewpoint, physical viewpoint. And then after looking at it and studying a little more, just the clever way of integrating the trees the way you did, it immediately caught onto that. And everything about it now seems to mediate between the building, and it's a little overpowering, you know, that the building facade. And then the streetscape. So it's actually, to me, going to be a very, very nice space with the canopy and then just the geometry of the way you organized the planters and it does, and then the diagonal, because it is such a strong diagonal across there. And it's also interesting that the architect, so a simpler, more straightforward approach there combined with a simpler, straightforward approach with the building, and kind of channeling Pietro a little bit, you know, I don't know if you use a Ouija board or something, and actually got some feedback that way. It's yes, you're doing the right thing, you know. But it's really interesting how the improvements are now all inboard of the building in a way. And so that plane or element of the building is preserved, and I think that's one of the tenets of great design solutions on existing buildings and historic buildings, is that they basically take what's there and improve upon it, but don't compromise the integrity or the character of it. They build upon the character, and I think you've done that in quite a successful way. So,
okay, Commissioner Sabin, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
No other shoe. I appreciate your patience and listening to us and taking our comments to heart. I'm sorry that some of the other improvements that you wanted to make were not included or weren't able to be included, but I think the building is better at this point, and I think it makes for a better better cityscape. So thank you.
Okay, well, any comment on the canopy, glass versus not? None? Okay.
I think that's a separate thing if we want to have a discussion about it.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to make my comments, and we'll see where we land. I think Pietro might have, like, you know, reached from the other side and tapped one of you guys on the shoulder. Yes. Like, no, don't mess with that building. And I think it was a great that you were able to find that sketch and come up with that solution. I just think, I mean, it felt like all the right moves kind of fell into place, as you've heard from the other commissioners. So I was excited to see where you ended up, and I'm glad to hear that it wasn't actually a whole bunch of new work, but kind of a reprocessing of what you'd already done. And I'm sure it was a lot of work, though, to figure out the trees and all of that stuff, and I appreciate that this was a bit of a scramble for you guys to come in today, so I appreciate that. I've been back and forth, David, on that same question of whether or not there should be glass there. There are lights in the soffits, which helps, obviously. You know, I think it's a question of a condition on a cloudy day. I think the thing that might make it better is that in those spaces, the retailer is going to have kind of more of an upfront presence than walking into a lobby. I think there'll be more lighting up front and closer to the edge. But I think it's the liminal time there is going to be when it's gray during the day, because I think there'll be nighttime lighting with the soffit and there'll be more light spilling from a retail space at night. But I think there's going to be, I think that the question in my mind is whether on a gray day it's going to feel light enough. And mm-hmm. and I don't know that I have the answer. But I take your point. I also understand the value of having, you know, the entry be marked. So I don't know. If anyone has any, given what I've just said, if anyone has any strong opinions one way or the other, I'm not getting a super strong pushback on that.
As I recall, are the beams that are there now, are they free of the walls, or are they part of the walls? I can't remember.
They're back in the plane.
They're back in the plane, but in the plane of the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of noticed that. I said, well, why not just do everyone the same, just to be mm-hmm. Have that kind of free-floating feel of that beam, but if it's really important to accent that and make it different in terms of that entrance, then yeah, I can go with that too. Yeah. You know, so there's not a big. But I agree. I think it'd be more successful with the glass, with the canopies on all three. But you know,
I mean, I think I'm just responding from experience with other either renovations that I've been involved in that where you have a big canopy in the front of retail. And it can sometimes be hard for retail. It makes retail dark.
Right.
And that can be discouraging for pedestrians, you know, walking along. And, I mean, we've removed canopies, and the transformation you get for the retail is spectacular. I mean, it's like all of a sudden, instead of the shadow, the underside of the canopy is darker.
Yeah.
And so that's what's cast as the reflection on the glass. And so it can just make it harder for retail to have a presence. And for myself, I mean, if I were to make a priority, it'd be like to have those edges have that kind of vitality, and you know, you want to go in every part of it. So I don't. It's not the kind of. I'd love maybe. Can the applicant? Can we hear from the applicant?
Sure.
Sort of their take on that.
Officially contacted. So.
I think one of the issues here is that these are really secondary entrances. I don't think we intend those to be the front door. Starbucks gets probably 70% of their business at this location from the building. There's a steady flow, a line, if you will, even. And so that's really a on the right side, that's really a way to get out to that patio. The flower shop, same way, all their signage is on the inside. We haven't really discussed whether we're going to allow signage out there for them. So this is really, again, probably a back door. We feel pretty strongly that we would like to distinguish the middle bay with the glazing and keep the solid wall. Again, there's some lights underneath those overhangs, but keep it a little more simple and just have the glass on the middle one.
Alright. Okay. I'm not getting a strong push from the commission to do it. I think it's a point well taken. Chris, do you have?
Oh. No, just waiting.
Can we make a motion?
Sure. Wait. Except I have to close the record.
You do need to close the record.
Yeah. So I am, given that we've asked, are there any other questions or comments that need to be made before I close the record? Okay. I'm going to close the record, and I need a motion on the staff report before you.
I move that we accept the staff report's recommendation of approval.
I second it.
Okay. Paige, can you call roll?
Greg Kaiser?
Aye.
Ted Savner?
Aye.
Jane Hansen?
Aye.
David
Feltner?
Aye.
Jeff Simpson?
Aye.
Dave Bork?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations and good luck with your project.
Thank you. Thank you very much.